And we're here at Day One Classic in the Country here. The Highland Lady Hawks are at halftime against Bellevue. But before that game started, we're joined by Zoe Miller. And Zoe, big night for you here as your jersey, number 50, your Highland Hawk jersey, has been officially retired forever here. What's that feel like?
I mean, all the hard work and dedication definitely has paid off. And playing for a program like Highland is just awesome. And I had the best time here that I could have ever had. I mean, I've played under the best coaches in high school basketball and also just had the best teammates who supported me like crazy. And they're also just such good friends even today. So yeah. I had the best time ever.
Well, that's awesome. And I want to take you on a little journey through your career in basketball because, and I know a little bit about where you come from. Obviously, your mom was a great player. You had aunts that were great players.
Yep.
So I know that whole back history. So for you growing up as a young girl, coming up in this part of the county, you know basketball's a thing here, right? So
yes. What
was that like for you? Was there a big motivation coming from a family of basketball? Did you want to be better than mom was? Did you want to be better than your aunts were? What was that like?
Yeah, so actually growing up, I was not a fan of basketball. I actually did not play, and my mom was, now she'll admit it, she was kind of sad. She was like, oh, I really wanted to play basketball. But it wasn't until she started coaching out here, and I think I was in like fourth grade going into fifth, and I started picking up a basketball, and I was like, wow, I really love this sport. And so then from then on, I just played, and I would say my mom being good, both of my parents played, so I feel like they were able to teach me a lot of stuff, so I was able to really learn from them, which was awesome. And they were just the biggest support ever. So having that support system, especially as parents, was great. And I would say it was definitely a motivation because my mom, I'd always heard like how like good she was at basketball. So it was definitely an inspiration to me, for sure.
Absolutely. So when you take a look at that path and you start going down that road and you start to love basketball, and then you're looking at high school, now it starts to become more real and you know the program here at Highland and you want to be a part of that. I remember your freshman class very well. About the time I started helping out here at WKLM, I think I went to Cincinnati one day to call a game of yours. I'll never forget that. And I was like, wow, this freshman class of Highland is really, really good. Uh-huh. So when did it, for you, when did the realization come in that it's going to be way beyond Highland basketball for you, maybe at the college level?
I would say I've always wanted to play in college, even as a freshman in high school. I just heard of a lot of players from this program going to college, and I just knew I loved basketball enough that I wanted to play away.
That's awesome. So that motivation was there for you kind of all along.
Yeah.
And once you get into a program like this, you kind of get into the flow of what's going on around you. You want to be like those that came before you.
Yeah, for sure.
And now you've got a banner hanging on the ceiling, and now your jersey will be hanging on the wall on your jersey. And that's quite incredible. So you know, you go through the success. You win a state championship here. Eventually, you know, your season was canceled in, 2022?
It would have been my junior year.
Yeah. So, and you know, you guys were the odds-on favorite to go win state.
Yeah.
I mean, it was everybody, it's a done deal in your season end. So how much did that motivate you for your senior year that we were going to get this done?
I still to this day remember we were at a Starbucks junior year down at state, and one of the players saw a text saying that it was canceled, and we were all like, oh no, it's not, like thought it was a joke. And then our coach was like, no, like I'm sorry, it's canceled. I still remember that to this day, and it was really devastating because we were so excited, we were ready to go, had a great season. I would say it really motivated us senior year. Like, we knew we had one more year, and we wanted to finish it off with winning a state championship. And with it being coaches last year, we wanted to just win it all. So we worked really hard, our class did, and the whole team did, all summer to get there.
So before we move on to college, I want to talk about Dave Schlabel a little bit, your coach. Anybody that's ever played him holds him in very high regards. He's an amazing person, amazing coach. You know, what goes on here, he has a lot to do with, obviously. So talk about what it was like to have him as not only a coach but a mentor for you growing up.
Yeah, I mean, I tell people this all the time. To this day, if I ever needed anything or, I mean, anything, I would text him. I would call him. He was a huge support. He always just supported me so well, supported the team so well. And I feel like having him as a coach in high school really made me who I am today. Just his dedication to the team, showing us how to set goals and how to accomplish them by working hard. and just believing in us on the way. I mean, I carry so many things that he's taught us into what my life now, and I'm just so grateful for him. He's the best, and yeah, I can't thank him enough for what all he's taught
me. Well, that's good to hear you say that. I think if we set any girl that played for him down in East Cheer, you probably would hear a lot of the same things just across the board. So you get through your career here at Highland, and then it's Ashland University. Mm-hmm. So you're going to a program that had already won national championships, used to winning. So tell me what it was like to go to Ashland, right in your backyard, the school, you know, close to home, but yet on a big stage.
Yeah, I had the best time at Ashland as well. I can't even complain at all. I always tell people, especially recruits, when they would come to Ashland, I'm like, this is the best place ever. Like, you need to come here. Like, I it was amazing. My teammates were amazing. Coach P, I mean, I have never met such a strong woman, a leader in my life. I look up to her so much. I did look up to her so much when I was there. She is just the definition of just a strong leader. And being able to play for someone like that just really opened my eyes to so many things. And, yeah, I just think she's the best, too.
So you go to college, you have a coach like that and those experiences. So that it becomes more about basketball at some point at that point. So you're through your college career. You're through college now, although you've told me you're still kind of in there. So talk about what's next in life for Zoe. Where are you at right now? What are you doing?
Yeah, so I'm still in school. I'm getting my master's in school counseling. So
awesome.
That's been awesome. And I work. So I'm doing both. I work at West Holmes in their preschool system. So I'm with the little kids, which is super fun.
So you're back in the area.
Yes, I am. And then I'm married, so I'm just enjoying married life. And, yeah.
Oh, Zoe, this is great. Well, it has really been great to sit down and catch up with you. You know, what a career. What a story you have going from, you know, fourth grade when you started to learn to love basketball to where you sit today to walking in there and having your jersey retired in a gym where you've spent so many hours of your life. Mm-hmm. It's got to be an amazing feeling for you.
Yes, it is for sure.
Well, Zoe, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations. It's good to sit down and talk
with you.
Zoe Miller, this is WKLM at Classic in the Country.